Good afternoon, everybody. Well, I just got my parcel of products from the UK, so I thought I would unbox this on Audioboom and let you all hear what I think. Now, I've taken the tape off the top already, so I just have to remove all this packing that they put on the inside of the box. I can't believe it came so quickly. What's this then? This must be my harp. I'll look at that in a later. Huh. No, of course it's not a real harp. Wouldn't that be nice? Oh, this is... Oh my. This is... what appears to be... if I'm judging correctly... the tin of Urwilly Scottish fudge that I purchased. I imagine that's what this is. It's a lovely tin. It's got etchings of pictures, decorative pictures on the front. I wish I knew what they were. Sadly, they've put adhesive around the rim of the tin so that getting the lid off is going to be a chore. But yes, I imagine that's what this is, because the border biscuits, which also came in a tin, would be a lot bigger. Oh, this is a very pretty tin. Oh dear, I wish I could get the adhesive off of this. I'm not sure how I'm going to go about doing that. Let me just pause this for a second. Okay, got the adhesive off. And let us see what we have here. Yes, this would appear to be fudge. Lovely. I think I shall try a piece. Oh, yep, must be fudge. It's all individually wrapped. They're all little tiny squares. Oh my. Very nice. Mm. I shall definitely keep that tin. It's very pretty. The only thing is, now that I've taken the adhesive off, the lid doesn't want to stay on there very well. Mm. Just a small tin of fudge. Let me try the lid on the other way. Ah, that's better. It would help if I put things on the right way now, wouldn't it? I'm just gonna go and put this in the pantry. Mm. Very nice. Okay, let's see what else we have in here. This is... these would appear to be fridge magnets. Ooh! How nice. One is this Irish harp magnet, and you can actually feel the harp strings. That is so cool. I just have to take the adhesive off the magnet. Why on earth do people insist on putting so much bloody adhesive on things? Okay. I was afraid these magnets were not going to be tactile, but they actually are. This harp one is really especially neat. There's still more adhesive on the magnet. Well, hopefully it'll still stick on my fridge, because I can't get this off. It's like... God, it feels almost like epoxy. Oh, that is really pretty. Oh, my word. And then this Welsh lady and castle magnet. The lady isn't really tactile, but one can feel the castle. It's quite decorative. I'll put these on my fridge right now. I'll take you with me and put these on the fridge. I especially like this harp magnet, but other people can see the lady on the castle, even if I can't. Here we are. Here's a see here. Well, here's a harp. Oh, that's so pretty. I think it's supposed to go this way. Oh, yeah, and even with the little bit of adhesive on there, the magnet still sticks on there fine. And here's my castle magnet. I'm not exactly sure which way this is supposed to go, because I'm not really seeing... Oh, yes. Okay, these must be the battlements. I can't tell. I'll have to ask next time I have a sightling over if I've got this facing the right way, because I honestly... I'm not exactly sure. There we go. I put it right next to my Braille There's No Place Like Home magnet. Actually, that has print on it as well, so people can see it. They're really nice magnets, too. They're made of resin. They're not like a tacky plastic. Okay, what else do we have in here? My word. Ah, this must be my Jacob's cheddar cheese biscuits. I'll put these away for later consumption. You don't get much, do you? Not for your money. Yeah, I'll just put these in here for later. And what else do we have? Lots of packing, I can tell you that. Oh, here is... Oh, my. If I can get it out. Here is... a big bottle of Iron Brew. Bar's Iron Brew, which I have not had for years and years. I really liked it the last time I had it. I don't know if I still will, but we'll find out. It has to go in the fridge, though, because it needs to be cold. I don't like warm pop. I really don't. There we go. I'll have to do another boo later on and try it and tell you what I think. Okie doke. Right, and here's a bag of my Welsh items. This, here's the wallet. Oh, this is... Okay. Oh, I see it's got a little hanger on there that has to come off. Come on, then. Okay. Well, it looks very nice from what I can tell. Ooh, I feel the Welsh flag. Oh, wow. That's so neat. It's embroidered on there. It's quite tactile. And yes, we have... Looks like plenty of compartments. So I see... oh, yeah. There's a place for cards. And there's a place for pictures. Okay. Oh, that's a place for photo ID. Oh, interesting. Okay. Very, very neat. I can feel the Welsh flag on there. That is so cool. I'll have to... Oh, and there's a little zippered compartment as well. I'll have to put my... my photo ID in there. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's neat. Okay. Let's see what else we've got in here. Ah, here is... Oh, I see. This is... Okay. Oh, very interesting. Okay, here's the Welsh flag keyring. I've never seen them like this. They have a spinning center. And then here's the Welsh daffodil. They're not tactile, unfortunately. I was hoping they would be, but they look very nice. They're made of brass. Yeah, they're very well made indeed. Oh, that's kind of cool. Wow, okay. Well, I will... put these away for now. Well, I'm not sure how much time I've used up here, so I think I'm going to stop this.